Welcome back, everyone, to match their energy.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey guys, welcome back. Carly, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I know this will come out after on the Monday, but today that we're recording.
Yeah, that's true. Totally will. For all the people recovering with their raging hangovers from the weekend of fun activities, this is a great thing to listen to. Light, fun, and while you're dying in bed, we aren't. So just remember that.
Just know we're better than you.
Purr, Carly, purr. So Carly and I are going to dive into the world of Am I the Asshole on Reddit. Mackenzie gave me the suggestion, which I was like, you brilliant, brilliant lady. Guys, Mackenzie is the girl that was on the podcast at the beginning of the year, and then also with her sister. She has her own podcast called Kicking It with Kenny. Give it a listen. I was on it recently. And she gave us the idea to do this, where it's very popular, where people submit to Reddit and the subreddit, Am I the Asshole, and they leave in stories. And then the general population that reads it gives a review,
whether they're the asshole or not. So we're going to read them, and we're going to give our opinions, and then we'll let you know what the general public opinion is, too.
Yes, we won't tell you till the end of what the actual opinion is after we've given ours. So Carly, do you want to start us off?
So am I the asshole for telling my sister that her husband would take her more seriously if she didn't dress like she did? I'm going to start off with saying probably. My sister Anna married my friend Lance. He was the cool guy. Oh, so just to say, the person writing this is a female. My sister Anna married my friend Lance. He was the cool guy in our friend group, handsome, mysterious, smart, quiet. I don't know how he ended up with my sister. She's the total opposite, loud, funny, outgoing. She's beautiful though, really beautiful. And when they got together, everyone said how good they looked. Anna seemed to be really in love with him all the time. She used to say how dreamy he was, how good he treated her, and how spoiled she felt. But Lance was always so stern and quiet. She would revolve around him at family gatherings, but he wouldn't engage that much with everyone but me and her. I was surprised when he asked her to marry him. Yeah, this girl sounds bitter. My sister never took the wifey role too serious. She had a non-traditional wedding, and Lance went along with it. She made a bunch of rules that he agreed to, and then they moved to his house. Anna banned house utensils from the wedding gift list. She doesn't work, didn't finish her studies, and they don't plan on having kids. Oh my god, just say you hate your sister. Like, this is all just really rude. My sister is pretty much only into her looks, and I didn't think Lance cared for that before. Oh, she's in love with Lance. Okay, she's always on Snapchat or Instagram. I thought that after getting married, she would dress more appropriate, since she used to use crop tops, blouses, dresses, and shirts that showed her cleavage, short skirts or tight jeans, but she says that Lance likes her just fine. Last week was my dad's birthday, and we had a party. My sister and Lance came, and she was wearing a pretty short floral dress. Nonetheless, most of the men were looking at her, including my dad's friends. Lance was as stoic as always, and my sister came to my mom and I saying that she didn't know why he was so quiet, since he's not like that. He is like that, what the fuck, in brackets. So I told her that if she didn't dress like that, maybe he might take her more seriously. She got sad and sat quietly for the rest of the night, and I didn't think much of that. But a few days ago, Lance texted me and said he would appreciate if I didn't comment on his wife's way of dressing again. Did I miss something? And then in caps, I'm not in love with him.
So I didn't realize that I saw this story already on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like, the caption was, spoiler alert, she is in love with him. Yeah, she's in love with him. That is so obvious in that post.
She oh hates my her god. Sister. She hates her sister.
Hates her sister. And she's in love with her brother-in-law, Lance.
I feel like, why would you post Am I the Asshole about this when, like, the literal person you're saying that you're, like, speaking for, like, Lance,
yeah,
told you, don't comment on my wife's appearance or how she dresses. Like,
yeah,
you're the asshole. Like, if Lance didn't appreciate it, then not only are you the asshole for saying it, you're also just flat out wrong.
Also, like, leave your sister alone. You sound so bitter.
I was surprised when he asked her to marry him. It made no sense. Blah, blah, blah. She's beautiful, though, but she doesn't want to have kids, isn't working, and isn't in school.
Okay,
Just
first
cares about
off,
Instagram.
tell me you hate your sister without telling me you hate your sister.
Yeah, jeez.
She's a grade A asshole. That is so mean to do to your sister just because you're in love with her husband, because he wasn't
Right?
in love with you.
And it's 2022, like let's not like that's just not really an argument anymore that I think anyone can get behind, like how you're dressed depicts how people should treat you. That's a very 2010 kind of argument. Like
Oh, yeah.
that's not something that I think most people, especially on the internet, will get behind. If you dress more seriously, maybe you'll be taken seriously. Maybe what I wear doesn't define my worth and how I should be treated.
I also think too, though, she's definitely like not a feminist. Like, way to just tear down women and be like, you're dressing like a whore. Like, no wonder men are looking at you. Like, what's do you wear? Like, what do you wear? Is your are you a turtleneck and slacks kind of lady?
Or
Where it's
sorry,
just,
what did Bella wear when she looked
oh God,
utterly ravishing or something?
oh,
Khakis.
she was wearing khakis, and she had like her like
Indecent,
tank,
utterly indecent, that's what she
utterly
was.
indecent. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Stephanie Meyer. Girl, you know how to write them.
You know, she was like Mormon, eh, or something, like Stephanie Meyer, like she's
Yeah.
super, yeah, and like Bella's a Mormon, and it's like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. Like,
Yeah.
wait till marriage and all that kind of stuff.
And like Edward being so old fashioned and
Yeah, you're utterly indecent. I can see your ankles.
literally. Also, just for that, the general public did declare her the asshole.
100%. She's a dick.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read this one. Am I the asshole for refusing to take 50% custody after my children left themselves? Okay, so
Okay.
this person wrote, I know this title makes me sound like an a-hole, but hear me out. I, 35 female, have three children with my ex-boyfriend, 37 male. We have 50-50 custody since our last daughter, 7 years of age. June of 2021, he asked for 100% of cover of 100% custody, and I, of course, refused. He threatened me, saying he would get it. That Sunday, when I got them for the week, my children were angry and accusing me of kidnapping them. Whoa. The whole week, they were too much, so I gave him 100% custody while agreeing to pay child support. It was summer, so of course, they were having lots of fun. And since his new girlfriend couldn't have children, it was a perfect situation for them. Well, I moved out of the house, got an apartment where I could easily pay rent, and began living my best life. It got kind of lonely, but I reminded myself that it was just me and I was free to do anything I want. Well, when school started, problems arose at their house, and he didn't know what to do when it came to school, as I covered all of it. I gave him a binder with everything he would need to do. Since January, the kids and my ex have been begging to go back to 50-50, and I refuse every time. His reasons are one, they can't have bedtime with them in the house. Two, working with the school for grades is too complicated. Three, he can't discipline them. Four, they expect an allowance. Five, he's sorry for threatening me. I still refuse and told him they made their choice. Well, he told my family I'm getting messages from everyone for not taking the kids back. So, am I the asshole?
How old are these kids again?
So it just says that we had 50-50 custody since our last daughter, 7 years of age. So I guess seven's the youngest. They said they have three children together. They seem to all be in elementary school age, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I'm
kind of
sorry.
are.
I think you are. I think giving the kids what they want, like I understand that your children yelling at you, feeling like they've been kidnapped, is not ideal, and was probably planted in their head before they got there. But especially a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, like they're mad about the situation in general. Like a divorce is messy for everyone. Sharing custody is messy for everyone. I just like you chose to have those kids. So those kids are your kids for life. Like it's different if you're having an argument with an adult, like your child who is an adult, and like you kind of get estranged that way. But being offended by something your 7-year-old kid says because they're too young to process emotions, No, I'm sorry. You're the asshole, in my opinion. It's
Not
great
only
that you,
that,
yeah, I'll let you speak. Sorry.
oh, sorry, no.
So many
Not
points.
only that though, but to like to write the topic as "Am I the asshole for allowing my ex-husband to have the kids because they walked out?" Did they walk out?
Yeah. Like, just because, like, sure, it was a fun little family life for them, it seems like. Like, the nice thing about this is it seems like the dad, like, they have a good relationship with their dad if they want to be around their dad, which you don't always see. And both parents are paying for them. Like she said, she's still paying child support and she's paying for school and stuff. So, like, at least that's not like the issue. I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine having a kid and then just accepting that, like, no, I don't want to see them ever again because they were rude to me. Then don't have kids. Then you're selfish and you're so narcissistic and self-conceited that you can't put your pride aside to be like, oh, this was a kid saying something hurtful because they were upset.
You know what's the kicker I find is that her kids want to go back to 50-50 and see her, and she's like, "No, I'm good being single and living in my
Yeah.
apartment by myself." So I'm like, "So you don't even want to see your children?"
Right? It's not even like, I mean, I think even if the dad was like, I think we should go back to 50-50, you should say yes because you should want to have a relationship with your children.
Literally.
Even if they came kind of kicking and screaming because you want to be in their lives, whatever. But when the kids want to go back to 50-50, no, absolute asshole for sure. And I feel
No,
like
I
that
think
one
asshole too, 100%.
general consensus was it she wasn't the asshole.
It was everybody sucks. That was the general consensus.
Oh, that was that one. Okay, because I remember I was listening and I was like, there's
Yeah.
n when does this turn around so that she's not the asshole?
I know,
Yeah,
no.
no, those kids don't suck. Sorry.
I
They're
think
going
those
through
kids are
something
too
hard.
young. Yeah, the kids are going through too much. And I do think that, of course, summertime is more exciting if there's all this free time and they can do whatever they want. Yeah, you should have 50-50 custody with your ex to look at your kids. And your kids are like, "Mom, we want to see you." And you're like, "I'm too busy being single and free."
I'm living
You're a
my
shit
best
mom.
life. Yeah. Shit mom.
Yeah,
Shit
shit
mom.
mom.
Probably
Next.
should. Yeah. Shit ex-husband can't talk on parenting, whether he's a shit dad or not, because don't know, don't
Period.
have enough information.
Yep.
Shit ex-husband, shit wife, not shit kids. Not everybody sucks. Sorry, no.
No,
The
don't put it
kids.
on the kids.
A 7-year-old? I
See
feel
how
like I'd
easy
be
they're
like, shit, yeah.
influenced? Yeah, you're an asshole,
You
okay?
can be in a very happy, healthy, like,
Yeah.
nuclear household with your parents together, and you'll still try and run
Ooh,
away at some point.
nuclear. Whoa, she's bringing out the
Two
big guns.
and a half
Nuclear
kids, you
household.
know.
That's that psychology degree coming out.
But yeah, and still, your kid will try and run away at some point because you didn't give him brownies for dessert. Like,
Carly, I wanted to run away. I had a whole
yeah.
plan. It didn't work. I felt
No,
I
I
never
got too
woke up.
scared. You never woke up.
I told myself I was like, "I'm gonna wake up at 2 o'clock, pack all my things, and get on my bike." I never woke up.
Then you wake up and it's light out and it's like, I'm not angry anymore,
You're
damn
like, "Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to
it.
school.
I'm gonna go down and have
I'm
my
gonna go have
Captain Crunch Lucky Charms.
my cereal and watch Family Channel."
Which one do I have open? Oh, okay. I think this one was later, but I have it open. Am I the
Okay.
asshole for kicking a girl out of our friend group? Okay, this is older than I expected, like the person writing this. Okay, so I, 26 male, own my house and it has an in-ground pool. Since I live in a warm weather state, my friends love to come over. The past few months, my house has turned into a hangout spot among my friends. My best friend Tyler is dating Gwen. Gwen has a friend named Julie. We've all known each other since freshman year of college. Okay, so that's a long time if he's 26.
Oh
Oh.
my God, I'm gonna be 26. That's me, Carly.
Okay, you're only just 25.
Okay, good
Chill,
point.
I'm turning
Sorry.
25 next week.
Yeah.
I've always had a crush on Julie, and we've always been part of the same group. One night a few weeks ago, I decided to just go for it and texted her to ask her out. She told me that she liked me as a friend. I told her I totally understood and thought that would be the end of it. Okay, until the next day, pool day came. Sorry, until the next pool day came. I typically send out giant group texts to invite everyone. I
Oh
decided to not
no.
invite Julie this time, but she showed up. not even with Tyler or Jen. She just came with some of the other friends in our group, and it was just really awkward. She tried talking to me the whole time. I'd say something quickly and try to leave. Ew, you're the worst type of person.
Yeah.
Like, you put her in a position to reject you, and that's awkward for everyone, and then you have the gall to, like, make her feel so bad for being there that she's putting in all the effort to try and be friends with you because she feels so bad for rejecting you.
Yep. Oh, so he's a pick me boy. He's a nice
guy.
Why didn't
nice guys finish last? Yeah.
I just got a really good podcast idea. We have to do the nice guys Reddit. That's next.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Okay. That'll make me so angry.
I know. Make me mad too.
So she tried to talk to me the whole time. I'd say something quickly and try to leave. She partnered with me for every drinking game. We've never spoken that much even before I asked her out. After she left that night, I told Tyler and Gwen what happened. Gwen told me she already knew. I told them that I didn't really want her around anymore. Gwen said she would talk to Julie about it. Well, this past Saturday, I had another pool day. Similar thing. Sent out the text, left Julie out off of it. I invited a girl that I've been talking to. Well, Julie shows up again, but this time she spends the whole day talking to the new girl I brought. They become besties. Julie even told the girl that I asked her out before. That's a little weird. It was just incredibly awkward for me. So this Sunday I texted Julie individually and told her that I didn't want her around anymore and that she shouldn't come to the next get-together as I felt uncomfortable. She didn't respond, but now people in the friend group are calling me an asshole, saying that I host most weekends, so it's pretty harsh to put her out. Am I the asshole? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's so, ew.
So he got rejected, got all upset about it. The girl had to overcompensate because she felt bad for letting him down. And then he's like, I don't want her around anymore.
Right? Especially when he's in the power position. He has the house that everybody hangs out at. Literally. He has the pool and he's like where everybody hangs out. So what's this girl supposed to do? She just doesn't have a friend group anymore? Because
asshole, and he's insecure as shit.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. No problem. And then just, okay, then we're done. Like, that's like so, like, this is why this, like, there are two reasons why girls are scared that their friend is going to ask them out. This is one of them, because then it's awkward and then they're going to get cut out of situations because guys feel entitled to do so. Or they're scared they're going to be murdered. That's the two.
Good point. That is the two. This girl has done nothing wrong.
No.
You just were pissy that she rejected you. Oh, God, woe is me. I got rejected. Like, grow up. And if now, now you're, like, telling her friends that I don't want her around anymore. Oh, but then you, okay, also, too, you just asked her out, and then now you're inviting a new girl around that you've been apparently talking to. So how are you even that upset about it if you already had a girl on the other, on the back burner? You're a piece of shit.
Piece of shit. I will say, if the only part of the story was that, like, she rejected him, he was like, okay, cool, and invites her to the next thing, and this new girl, and then she, like, became besties with her and told her that he had asked her out recently. Like, that is a little weird and a little, like, one of those things, like, I don't want him, but nobody else can have him kind of thing. But, sorry, there's too much in that story for me not to think you're the asshole. And she might have just felt awkward and wanted to make a friend because you weren't talking to her.
He's totally the asshole. He doesn't win this argument.
No.
No. You were a little bitch boy who got rejected, and now you're all upset. So you're like, no, this girl can't be around anymore. If I don't get a chance, she doesn't get any more chances to be my friend.
Yeah. Oh, like, geez, like, there's more worth to her being around than just you wanting to sleep with her. Like, Jesus Christ.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Right. General consensus for that one as well was he was the asshole.
Yeah, because he is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read this one. Okay, am I the asshole for telling my sister I don't care what happens to her child and she would be an awful mother? Whoa. Okay. Hmm. Okay.
Not looking promising.
Okay, the title sounds literally awful and I feel awful. Me.